Keisha Lane's a married man hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the Wind, fabulous.
Okay. You are psychotic, Jesus John.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
And here we are once again every Thursday. Get ready because it's all about reality check. Juiciest gossip when it comes to the Real Housewives.
Oh, yes, girl. Mm-hmm. We love talking about our housewives.
We're on Facebook Live, so make sure you come in and say hello. And let's kick it off with the Atlanta, of course, reunion, centered around koi fish.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Mm. Those fish, why do they keep trying to jump out of the water?
Because they're underwater hearing these crazy women just, you know, just be super annoying. So I used to have koi fish, about 50 of them, the most beautiful things in the world. Yeah. They're supposed to be very relaxing and, you know, brings you to, you know, another world. And their world is being destroyed by these women just bitching at each other.
Yeah.
So let's be honest here.
Okay.
Tracy, this is all about Nene. This is Nene's world. This is Nene's show.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't agree more. Her attitude. Okay. This is part two already. Her attitude is continuing to be horrible. It's just, okay, I understand if you're upset with the women, you feel like that they've turned on you, but there's a way to, can you get through the show? One word answers or just shutting people out or shutting people down? Like, how are we going to get through the whole show? This is how we're going to get through the whole show?
She's totally a downer. And, you know, it's very evident that Nene requires her friends to be loyal, not supportive, but I feel loyal. You better be there when I want you to be there.
Right.
And because it all kicks off again, really, with Portia. Take a listen.
Yeah. Your main issue is you don't know how to accept the support from your friends or whoever is giving it to you. And then at this point, now where we are, it's all of us.
Yes.
That shit is hurtful. Like, that makes me feel like any experience I have ever had with you was fake.
Mm.
For you to sit here and say, no, I didn't get you a gift, and no, you are not my friend.
That is not what I said.
You have sat up here and told me so many times since we've been on this couch, which is brand new to me, that we are not friends.
Woo! That is true there, girl.
Yes.
So, Nene, literally, she does not even have expression. She has no enthusiasm.
No.
So, did you, Andy, did you get her a baby shower gift? No, I didn't.
That is what she said. She said no.
Did you go to her parties? No, I didn't.
Yeah.
She literally is telling Portia, who actually had all the women go and support her at her big show, flew them all out.
Yes.
And here's Nene saying, no, you're not a supportive friend. I'm not going to be there for you.
See, I just don't agree with any of that. I think the girls have been very supportive throughout the entire season.
Yeah.
The thing is, she doesn't want to let anybody in.
No.
But they have really shown support to her and Greg.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be the way that she wants them to show support. Otherwise, it's not. And to me, Portia seemed to genuinely, like, pour her heart out. Like, look, this hurts. Like, I thought you were my friend.
Yeah.
And then just to give her nothing back, I mean,
it's really hurtful. I mean, she's doing that to her. She's doing that to Cynthia.
Yeah.
I mean, like, really. I mean, going back and forth, you can totally tell, I think, that she is jealous of Cynthia and her relationship. You know, the hashtag chill.
Chill.
Oh, that's really cute and creative, because she's having a happy life where obviously she's miserable. So sometimes when people are down, they want other people to join them.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it's going. And but again, you know, Nene's going through a lot. She's most likely going to end in a divorce with her husband.
I mean, that's what it looks like. And I couldn't agree more. I think, unfortunately, like, when you're not in a good place, like, her and Greg seem to be in love for a really long time. And now that they're not as in love as they were, it's kind of like she doesn't want other people to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Cynthia looks genuinely happy.
She is
happy. She deserves it after everything. I mean,
You
know, so...
It's just very, very sad.
Yeah.
But again, when it comes to these ladies, they're just very excited about certain things that that are happening. Even with Eva, you know, for the beginning of Eva even getting married, having her bachelorette party, Nene destroyed everything that was fun with that. It was all about Nene.
Yeah. She does make it all about her. And
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I realize all the housewives, that's why we watch, right? Because it's all about them, every single one of them. But Nene just kind of overpowers everything, and... to be her friend, you just...
it's
hard.
Oh,
my gosh. You have to, like, have a laundry list. I'd be afraid to do anything. I feel like I would do something wrong.
Yeah, and she's being very, like, rude. She's just, like, sitting on the couch. She's, like, saying things on her... She calls Portia a blimp. I mean, the girl's pregnant.
She called her a blimp.
Under her breath, she's like, you blimp.
I think I missed that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, I understand you... and with the whole hot mic situation, which they'll get into on part three, I understand that she feels like they've turned on her.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have to, like, act like an adult the whole time. You can't, like, poke your mouth out the whole time and just not engage at all.
Well, she's definitely has her guard up. And a lot of times people do that as a way to protect themselves. She's pushing people away.
Right.
You know, in relationships, when you start being in one, sometimes you push them away before they can hurt you.
That's
so she's obviously hurt.
Right.
She's like hurt by everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she is. Do you think she'll stay on the show or what do
you
think?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah. I think she'll stay.
Even Andy was getting irritated with her, though. Andy was like, answer. Like, what is...
She's like, it kind of reminded me of Kim Zolciak when Kim was on that one time. Yeah. Everyone, of course, bashed her. Yeah. But girl, you deserved it. You were mean to everybody. And then she lashes out.
Right.
Like, I can't believe you let the show go like that.
Yeah. Well, you brought it on yourself.
Girl.
Mm-hmm. Girl. Yeah,
that's right.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Also, real quickly, back to the segment with Greg and Nene.
Yeah.
That was very heartfelt. You could totally tell, he said, these two people are genuinely in love, and for them to even admit out in the open, it is true, we might not be together, we will be friends, but even after they were done, she was like, hey babe, how do you think you did?
I thought that was so cute, and they kissed. So here's the thing.
They should stay together.
I love how real, that's one thing you gotta give Nene, right? She is real with her stuff, she puts it out there, and she was being honest. Look, she's got a lot of resentment, and this is why the marriage may not last, which I just found to be interesting, and I'm glad that they were open about it. Like, how do you hold on to a lot of resentment? Because in a relationship, you're all going to say things. It's a 20-year span. You're going to say all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yes.
Then how do you move forward, even though all that stuff that had been done or you said, like, how do you continue to move forward? You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
you just keep doing it. I mean, they've been through so much. It's very sad for me to see that this they would end it, especially because he is sick. God forbid something happens to him.
Yeah.
I don't think she will ever forgive herself for that.
And he looked good.
Yeah. He looks good. But real quickly on a side note, did you hear that Shamari is going to be demoted?
I didn't.
Yeah, they're in negotiations for the next contract. All the other ladies are on there. But Shamari, they're looking at demoting her to a friend. She will be a Marlo on the show.
Okay. Well,
I don't have any time for her. I don't think she brings any flavor.
You know what? I think she would be better as a friend because we don't need to see her all the time. You know, only the times that, I mean...
Take care of your babies.
Yeah, take care of your babies. And yeah, we don't have to see her all the time. And hopefully Tanya will go bye-bye.
I don't even know why she's on the show
either. I don't either.
Why are you on the show?
Why?
Marlo is more entertaining. She needs to have a peek.
Marlo is more entertaining.
Yeah, I love her. She's great.
Yeah,
so we'll find out more, of course, when it comes to those lovely ladies.
Yeah.
You know, it is continuing.
Yes, girl.
Now let's continue to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
You got to give it up to Kyle, man. She loves to throw a party.
Do you want me to write on those, or are they already written?
They're already written. I'm just changing these out.
Seating in Beverly Hills is everything.
Kyle, Camille.
And I've seen a lot of women come into parties a little early and start moving around place cards. So you got to watch out for those people.
But Teddy.
Oh, Teddy.
Okay, well, now I got to find a spot for Lisa Vanderpump.
Hey, I love that she even invited Lisa Vanderpump to this party.
I know. I wonder how she did that, though.
How did she do that?
Yeah, how did she invite her?
She just sent her a little note, probably.
Yeah.
You're coming. We want you to have it.
Well, yeah.
I was entertained by how Camille was just showing some shade against Kelsey. That was hilarious.
Girl, Camille, season one Camille is back.
Yeah.
Because she is, like, super shady. She's trying to be full-time.
I like it.
Yeah.
I think she was quite fun to watch, very much so.
Yeah. I mean, she's season one. Like, serious. That's, everybody loved to watch. Mm. Everybody loved to hate her.
She is happy.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we see that Kyle's sister is there.
Isn't that crazy?
At the restaurant.
Yeah.
But she did not want to be seen. She's like, oh, my God, stop.
And then how awkward, right? Kim, like Lisa Rinna, walks past Kim.
Yes.
And they just, you know, they're so L.A.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like, like the way she did it was no big deal. And she's like, I don't need to say hi to her.
Lisa does not care about anyone but herself. She was on Andy Cohen and she's like, listen, I don't care if you think I am too old to go to Coachella. All right, I'm going. I'm 55, and I look amazing. So people are making fun of her because they're like, dude, you...
Well, here's the
Mom,
thing.
Let's not.
I mean, Lisa gets on my nerves.
Yeah. Because
she's just super extra. She loves herself. She loves to entertain herself. I mean, in the confessional, she laughs at herself all the time.
Oh, yeah.
She thinks she's the funniest
funny
thing.
She does.
But, I mean, whatever. I like that they get those vitamin drips.
I like the vitamin drip.
I want to try. I've run a marathon.
Yeah.
If I
would think it'd be good.
You know how much work I could get done on a vitamin drip?
It'd be super, super nice.
I know.
So, of course, when it comes to the ladies, there's a big fight between Camille and Lisa.
Yeah.
It's a very political thing.
Yeah.
It's a touchy subject. But again, finally to see these two go at it. According to the Brett Kavanaugh situation. And then, you know, Camille saying, I've been through stuff like this.
I think my biggest thing with that is, where did it come from? Because Camille, like, completely lost it. And
she did.
Yeah. And, you know, Lisa Vanderpump, I did watch her on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
She did make a comment, like, even if when she leaves the show, these girls, or maybe I'm getting it mixed up with somebody, but basically these girls are going to find other people to fight with. You know? Like, so... Now Camille and Lisa really got into it. But then they made up, which I thought was really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little awkward to have Lisa Rinna's mom sitting there. Lois.
Oh, she's adorable.
She's so cute.
She's adorable.
She's sitting there while they're mm-hmm. just fighting, going back and forth.
Did you think it was weird that Lisa's husband wasn't there?
No. Did you think it was weird? I know someone asked.
Well, it's because of this whole political, during the time of the taping, this whole political thing was going on.
Okay.
So they're like, well, he's really into it. So that's why he's not here supporting.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, you know, these are always filmed at different times of our own reality.
Yep.
So it's very, very interesting at that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for those two ladies to go out, and I'm sure that's going to evolve. I mean, we see Steph is going to evolve with Miss Erica Jane, where she's going to get pissed off.
Yeah, I saw that.
I would not mess with that woman.
No. And did you see, like, during her rehearsal, how hard she got hit?
Yes.
Yeah.
She was.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I would not mess with that woman.
I know. I was scared and I was sitting on my couch.
That's right. That is right.
Mm.
All right. So more to come with that.
Yeah.
And then some side gossip, Trey, you had.
Yeah, girl. So I don't know if you've heard, but NeNe really wants Tamar Braxton to join The Real Housewives Atlanta. Of course, NeNe is throwing some shade, saying that there's other ladies that are very boring. And Tamar would bring, you know, she'd mix it up a little bit.
Get the Braxtons on.
And you know what? She's also saying she wants Phaedra and Kim back. Can you believe that?
That's right, Kim must be desperate. She might be desperate. She's trying to get these other girls. She's so pissed off at these other girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, that she would just do that to spite them.
I guess she went on Twitter and said she'd even want Kim to return.
Ooh, honey.
That's crazy.
The struggle is real, and it will continue next week with Reality Check every Thursday, of course, with Tracy and I right here on 931 Jams.
So nasty and so rude.